Kevin, your thoughts initially on the Bama performance against Georgia?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, it was a really great performance, in my opinion. I thought the key to the game, the real turning point in the game, was Will Reichert's 52-yard. His time expired in the first half. It sent Alabama to the locker room with a lot of positive energy, and it helped exercise the field goal demons that Alabama's had for so long. And Reichert was never healthy last year. He's healthy now, and he's shown what a great kicker he was. And then I thought the other key was, you know, coming out and stopping Georgia on their first drive in the second half, which is, you know, it was really critical that they not allow the Dogs to go up 10, and they're just putting together a really strong second half, outscoring Georgia, you know, 21-0. It was a great win, and it's something that this Alabama team can certainly build on. I was happy to see the defense bounce back from their performance against Ole Miss. It was kind of a pride factor. I know the players on the defensive side of the ball, several of them got calls from former Alabama defensive players that shared their displeasure with the performance in Oxford, so I wasn't surprised that we saw a better effort last Saturday night.
To the offense and Coach Sark, people are already trying to compare this with the offense from 2 years ago. Is that fair or unfair?
Yeah, it's fair to a certain degree. This offense is just – it's right now, Bill. I mean, it's literally clicking on all cylinders. And the fact that there are three wide receivers that are contributing at the level that they are makes it so hard for a defensive coordinator. It's not like there's one or two guys you can shut down. And then you throw in, you know, the way that Najee Harris is running the ball. But the big key, that you know, Mac Jones is obviously playing lights out football. He's such an intelligent young man, extremely high football IQ. He sees the game in slow motion. I mean, his X's and O's knowledge, Coach Sarkisian would tell you, is literally off the charts. I've heard him make comments that Mac may be the smartest X and O's quarterback he's ever had a chance to work with. But that offensive line is playing so well, Bill. So, I mean, they're just clicking. And if this unit can stay healthy moving forward, Bill, you know, you hate to use the word unstoppable, but I'm kind of with what Chris Landry said yesterday. I think moving forward, this Alabama offense is either going to have injuries, or they're just going to have a really bad day. They're going to put up big numbers virtually every Saturday.
And this year, it's interesting. Typically, we've had a superior tight end in that offense. And this year, Miller Forrestall is probably the main tight end, and he's battling injuries, as you mentioned. And he's pretty good. But they don't even need to throw to the tight end this year much, do they?
No, they really don't. I mean, you know, Miller battled through the foot injury he suffered last Saturday in the Georgia game and came back. They brought, you know, Carl Tucker is the transfer tight end from the University of North Carolina, and he's unfortunately dealing with a hamstring issue right now. But he was really, I mean, he's a talented quarterback, I mean, a tight end, but he's mostly going to be another lineman, you know, to block for the running plays. But, I mean, when you're getting the production out of those three wide receivers, John Metchie, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Waddle, Slade Bolden, I heard through the fall that Slade Bolden, the slot wide receiver out of Louisiana, was going to see a lot more touches this year. We were going to see him in some, you know, possession type play. He hasn't gotten a chance to. I mean, when those three receivers are clicking like they are, Bill, and there's really no need to go anywhere else with the ball.
John on Twitter, ask Kevin if LeBryan Ray is going to be back tomorrow.
I have not heard definitively whether LeBryan Ray will be back tomorrow, and my guess is that they will take the cautious side with LeBryan. And so if he's not completely 100%, it would not surprise me to see LeBryan Ray watch the game from the sidelines in a sweatsuit.
I was hoping that the Tennessee-Alabama game would be a fair fight. And before the Georgia game, I thought, no, Tennessee's not going to win that game. But can they put up a fight? And the way Tennessee's trending right now, we don't even know what they're doing at quarterback. They don't seem to know what they're doing at quarterback. It doesn't look, again, like a very fair fight.
Yeah, me too, Bill. You know, I've said it every year on the show when we talk, we get to this week. Tennessee week is my favorite week. This is my favorite game of the season. It goes back to my childhood. Third Saturday in October is something really special to me. I remember the days of Alabama and Tennessee coming into this game, both undefeated, and usually kind of whoever won the game had the leg up on the Southeastern Conference. And, you know, when they released their redone SEC schedule, the 10-game schedule, and I was scanning it, and I saw Tennessee and Knoxville right after Georgia, you know, my first thoughts were, ooh, that could kind of be a trap game. You know, Jeremy could have this team playing well, and that could be a rough game coming off of a really tough Georgia game. But, you know, I watched the first half. That's all I could stomach because I try to watch as many Jeremy's games as I can. I couldn't stomach any more than the first half of that game last Saturday. What a terrible performance for Tennessee against a Kentucky team that, quite honestly, I think they're better than. I know that sounds crazy when they lost the way they did, but, you know, Tennessee seems to go as Jarrett Garantano goes, and I think I agree with your sentiments. The young man right now just doesn't seem to have the confidence to throw the football. I will say this, knowing Jeremy Pruitt, he was beyond embarrassed after that performance last week. I'm sure everybody on that team was. It's a rivalry game. I think we'll get Tennessee's best shot tomorrow. I really do. I think Jeremy will have them fired up. You know, it's Alabama where he's from and his connections to the program. You know, Jeremy coaching the defensive line now, which is a real interesting story. I think Tennessee will, but honestly, Bill, I just don't think Jeremy has enough bullets in that long rifle to keep this one close for very long.
Back to Sark, and he's getting a lot of positive attention. A lot of people drooling over what he's doing with the play call sheet, and obviously he's got a lot of talent to work with. You still have to do something with it, though. You think he's a head coach soon, year or two out?
He could. I mean, he's having a great year. He's dialed in as a play caller. He's just completely in rhythm. Him and Mac have such a great working relationship. He's going to certainly get interest from people, and I've had a lot of questions this week about, are we going to lose Steve Sarkisian? And I'm trying to put this in the tactful way. He's got a really great gig at Alabama right now, and he's really appreciated, and he's really well compensated. I'm not so sure, Bill, that taking on the pressures of being a head coach are necessarily in Steve Sarkisian's best interest. For some of the issues that he's dealt with, you know, off the field. He's going to get those opportunities. I will say this. He is really happy in Tuscaloosa right now, and I know he wants to be a head coach again. Everyone does. But I will say this. I don't think he's just going to jump at any offer that comes along. I think it would have to be a great fit from somewhere that he thinks he can be successful early, and I think it's going to have to be a really strong – sound financial package. But I'm selfishly, part of this is being very selfish, Bill. I'm not so sure that staying a little while longer and being Nick's offensive coordinator isn't the best thing for Steve Sarkisian on and off the field.
We have talked about it a bunch on the show. I thought by now there was a decent chance that Bryce Young would be the starting quarterback. And this is not an original thought, but Mac Jones is not allowing that to happen. It's pretty clear.
No. No, he's not. Mac Jones has gone from being how long can he keep his job from Mac Jones stealing it to now I'm getting emails from Alabama fans saying, do you think if he goes this year that he will be the second quarterback, maybe the second or third quarterback taken in the NFL draft behind Trevor Lawrence? And we weren't even having those discussions, you know, last year with Mac Jones. But credit to Mac. But like I said, you know, Bryce is a very mature young man, and he knows he's going to get his chances at Alabama. I will say this. My real hope for Saturday is, Bill, that Alabama comes out, that they don't have – they're not lethargic from the Georgia game, can get this game in command early. I would love to see Bryce get a good, solid quarter of play tomorrow in Knoxville. And I don't know if Coach will let him or not based on the score. I would love to see Bryce get at one or two series with the first offense and those first wide receivers to see what he can do before he's in there, you know, kind of running for his life with the second offensive line. But I will be very disappointed if we don't get to see Bryce Young play some significant time in Knoxville tomorrow. Because let's be honest, I mean, anything can happen moving forward. We need to get him some reps.
The rest of the way, regular season, what is the toughest game that Alabama has left?
You know, that's a funny question because I've been debating that with some of the listeners back and forth. You know, LSU right now seems to be kind of a train wreck. I mean, obviously they're very talented, and the game's going to be in Baton Rouge where we've had success in the past. You know, it's crazy. And kudos to Arkansas. I mean, it's incredible the job that's being done in Fayetteville right now. It's unbelievable. But in all honesty, Bill, moving forward, I think that the toughest game Alabama has playing out, it may well be that Kentucky game on November the 21st, the week after they go to Baton Rouge and play LSU. Not that I think Kentucky's a top 25 team or whatever, but as we play this out, Bill, that may very well be Alabama's tough. I mean, the Auburn game is always going to be tough because it's a rivalry game. You can throw out the records type of a thing, but let's be honest, Auburn has some off-the-field issues, and I don't think those are going to improve moving forward. So, you know, but if you're an Alabama fan looking forward, as crazy as it be, that LSU game may not be the toughest game heading down the stretch.
Yeah, the surprise team is Arkansas today. That's a steady team, and they'll fight you too.
Oh, they will. I mean, that's a game my argument, you know, is that's a game that it kind of now seems to be my trap game at the end of the year. Because like you said, they're not going to quit. I mean, can we just go ahead and give him SEC Coach of the Year? Because I don't care what anybody else does the rest of the year. The job that's been done in Fayetteville is – Bill, I'd make an argument for him National Coach of the Year. Arkansas was roadkill laying on the highway, and that's what we all expected for another year. And like you said, they're not just playing. They're playing with passion. They had a game stolen from them against Auburn. I mean, I am blown away by the progress that we've seen from the Arkansas Razorbacks this year. You don't have to have any certain number of wins to go to a bowl, so I certainly expect them to be in a bowl game, but just kudos to that Arkansas program. That's a dangerous football team right now, Bill.
Anything as we let you go happening in recruiting? Anything?
Yeah, and you know, I get a lot of emails from Alabama fans, and they're right. I've been remiss in not sharing love on Nate Oates and the tremendous basketball recruiting job. And I know we talked football on here. He just got Langston Wilson recently to go with J.D. Davis, the number one point guard, and Jason Holt. And so that Alabama basketball class is probably going to finish in the top three in the nation, maybe higher. How crazy is that? We have a real basketball coach now. In terms of football, JaQuincy McKinstry, the number one player in the state of Alabama, is supposed to make his commitment on Sunday, and all indications why he was thought to be a heavy Auburn lean, all indications are that he will probably, I'm not saying definitely, but I will be surprised now if he doesn't commit to Alabama on Sunday.
Kevin, always good to have you here, sir.
Always an honor to be on your show, Bill. Have a great weekend, everybody. And as always, Roll Tide.